From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The White House prepares a new immigrant plan. As U.S. President Donald Trump prepares to sign a new revised travel ban this week, the Department of Homeland Security has issued new guidelines that would increase deportations and tighten enforcement of immigration regulations. VOA's Jessamine Oni has more.
The new guidelines detail plans to speed up deportations, expand the number of people prioritized for removal, and enlist the help of local law enforcement agents. They also call for the hiring of 15,000 more ICE and Border Patrol agents. According to the White House, the goal is not mass deportation.
The message from this White House and from the DHS is that those people who are in this country and pose a threat to our public safety or have committed a crime will be the first to go, and we will be aggressively making sure that that occurs.
The memos do not remove protections for those under the Deferred Action Childhood Arrival Programs, also known as DACA. Jason Semeoni, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump Tuesday condemned recent threats against Jewish community centers in the United States as painful reminders of lingering prejudice and evil. It was his first full-throated comment on the rise of anti-Semitic venom after pressure for him to speak out forcefully about it. With his somewhat delayed denunciation, Trump sought to reset his relationship with American Jews, which has been strained by a recent White House statement on the Holocaust, comments by some of his supporters, and his own fractious exchange with a reporter for an Orthodox Jewish publication. Trump's latest remarks, made at the newly opened American History Museum, marked the first time he directly addressed the situation. VOA News. Malaysian police said Wednesday that two women suspected of poisoning the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in an apparent assassination knew what they were doing and had been trained to do it. Security camera video from Kuala Lumpur International Airport shows one of the women grabbing Kim Jong-nam last week from behind and forcibly holding something over his face. At least one of the women has claimed that she was tricked into attacking Kim, believing she was taking part in a prank TV show. However, Khalid Abu Bakar, the Malaysian Inspector General of Police, told a different story.
What actually happened was these two ladies were trained to swap deceased face. To, you know, before that, the four suspects will give them the liquid. You know, will put the liquid on their hands. They are supposed to wipe it over deceased face. So the Indonesian did it first and followed by the Vietnamese lady. Wipe the face of the deceased, and after that they were instructed to clean their hands. And they know it is toxic.
Malaysian health officials have conducted an autopsy on Kim, but are waiting on the results of laboratory tests in order to determine his cause of death. Two other people have already been arrested in connection with the attack, and authorities say they're trying to find three additional suspects. Northern California continues to struggle with heavy rain that pushed oversaturated rivers, creeks, and reservoirs to flood stage. Fire crews rescued residents from a San Jose, California neighborhood inundated by water from an overflowing creek Tuesday after earlier saving five people who were stranded by flooding at a homeless encampment along a creek in that city. The rains were the latest produced by a series of storms generated by atmospheric rivers, narrow corridors of concentrated moisture that dump massive quantities of Pacific Ocean water on California after carrying it through the air from as far away as Hawaii. Demonstrators near the site of the Dakota Access Pipeline braced for a showdown with authorities today, as protest leaders say at least some would defy a deadline to abandon the camp they have occupied for months to halt the project. Native Americans and environmental activists have said the multi-million-dollar pipeline threatens the water resources and sacred land of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, but President Donald Trump has quickly pushed for the completion of the pipeline since taking office last month. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.